Following events today around the McLaren report and further findings, has been Associated Press's very own Rob Harris. Good afternoon, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Afternoon.
Yeah, the question, you start to wonder that another 1,000 athletes in different sports, including football and other sports, have found to have been part of this state-sponsored systematic doping operation. They don't really seem to have been punished a great deal for it, and there's no sign of them being punished. I mean, how do you think this will play out from this point?
Well, the most stringent action, of course, against any Russians in the last few months was the whole team being banned from the Paralympics, whereas the International Olympic Committee took a more moderate stance and left it to the individual sports to decide, and only really athletics booted out the whole Russian team, bar one athlete. And it's going to be interesting going forward now to see how the IOC responds to this, because we're only a year or so away from the Pyeongchang Winter Games. And so much of today's report and the latest evidence focuses on what happened at the last Winter Games in 2014, which, of course, was hosted by Russia in Sochi, the grand party staged for the cost of $50-odd billion by Vladimir Putin. So it's going to be interesting to see how the IOC responds when there seems irrefutable evidence that the Russians used their prestigious home Olympics to corrupt and the international sport.
They don't seem to be able to pin it on anybody in particular. The Vladimir Putin has not been mentioned at all in the report. Vitaly Mutko's department, who was the Minister for Sport, now the Deputy Prime Minister, his department's been mentioned, but he's always denied he knew none of this was going on. So it's very hard to pin it on that many senior individuals.
Yeah, there are some passing references to the sports minister, not necessarily Mutko by name, in supplementary evidence that's been provided by the wider investigators today. And actually, I put this point to Rich McLaren, the lead investigator, when we saw him a short time ago in London, about Mutko himself. He's not been dismissed since being implicated the last time, particularly in covering up a football doping test, but he's actually been promoted from sports minister to deputy prime minister. And also, he remains on the FIFA council. And of course, we're not only less than 2 years away from the World Cup, but just several months away from the warm-up Confed Cup as well. And to put it to McLaren, just, you know, can Russia be trusted to host an international sporting event as, you know, significant as the World Cup, when there's still this cloud over how they used the last major event they had, the Winter Olympics, to corrupt the system to aid their own team, as WADA says.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, you've talked a lot there about the implications for Russia. What about the implications for athletics generally? What's it going to mean as far as the public perception of the sport is? Are people still going to be very suspicious?
Well, this report particularly casts the net far wider than athletics today. It's covering sort of more than 30 sports. So what it's really shown is just actually how the scientists can be outstripping the cleaner scientists, those who are trying to corrupt the system, actually by creating cocktails of steroids that can not be detected. And that's particularly what they say about the London 2012 Games, where the Russians managed to corrupt the London Olympics in terms of the way they manipulated samples, even though no Russians actually tested positive at the time in London. Russians cheating across sports at the London Games.
That, finally, their names won't be published, we're told. So it's been at the moment anyway. I mean, there are some athletes out there who will be expecting to see their medals upgraded from an athletic point of view. In other sports, it becomes a bit more difficult. But this could have pretty far-reaching implications, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. And what the next step is really now is for the evidence to be handed over from WADA to those who can implement disciplinary action, because probably quite rightly the names of athletes have not been attached to some of the allegations from Richard McLaren today, as the sort of due process now necessary to take place is carried out. And one of the things that many people looked at around this whole scandal is whether the athletes really knew what they were, what was happening with this doping scheme in Russia. And more than 1,000 athletes have been implicated, but the what McLaren says is several hundred of them did know what was going on. So this isn't something that was going on way above them. Athletes themselves were involved in the conspiracy to actually cheat the system.
Rob, thanks very much.